Kenny Rhoda is going to join us, the Roadman, WKNR for 1,000 years. Now you can go to KennyRhoda.com and get his wisdom. Kenny Rhoda knows more about Cleveland sports than anybody you will find. Kenny, I heard this morning, well, there'll be a faction of Cleveland fans that won't welcome LeBron back. I say my backside. That dude signs. There may be five. Who cares? There's always some, you know, punks. I think Cleveland would welcome him with open arms.
Danny, for the most part, I agree with you. But you're going to have some of the older guys who just don't like today's younger players and the way they've been treated or coddled. And you're going to have those people who felt like, hey, he stabbed us in the back. Why should we ever take him back? I'm not going back. I'm not watching. I don't care if he wins the championship. We don't need it. Let's win it without him. You're going to have a smaller faction, I think, of that than you will of people who are kind of on the fence and realize that a 331 winning percentage isn't much fun, and that's what it's been since he left 4 years ago. And if he can help us get back to the playoffs, the Eastern Conference Finals, the NBA Final, win a championship, they'll be more than happy to help welcome him back. So there will still be a pocket of those people, Dan, but I think it'll be the older generation who's tired of the way some of these young athletes are being treated and the way they act.
Yeah, and I understand that. And as an old guy, I got to get over that. I get over myself. You know what I mean? I mean, hell, how much fun is it to have LeBron James back in Cleveland, winning games, doing good? I mean, hell, to me, yeah, you may have that conversation in the summer, but when you start winning, it's like, pfft,
yeah,
let's go. Hell with
this. You get out of the games and the atmosphere's back like it was for those 7 years. And, you know, he's finishing a tomahawk dunk off an alley-oop pass maybe from Kyrie or Andrew Wiggins or whoever it is, and the place is going crazy. And then you're matching up maybe with the Indiana Pacers, right, in a huge matchup for seeding in the Eastern Conference. And you're talking play. Absolutely. I'm with you, Danny. I had season tickets for 4 of the 7 years that LeBron was in Cleveland. And when he left, I got rid of them because I knew we weren't going to see what we saw with LeBron. And I made a call yesterday to inquire about trying to get my same seats back that I had for those 4 years. So I'm one of those older people. But I have a younger son, and we've been discussing it. He's a senior at Ohio State, and he was one of those people, younger people, that didn't want LeBron back, but he's starting to come around too. You know what I mean? So your point is well taken. I think more people will agree with you that this is going to be a good thing and a fun thing, and once you get there and see a game with him there, then you'll forget everything else.
Kenny, right now as we speak, Jack gone, Zeller gone, signing of Irv. Is there room right now, right this moment?
Yes, there is. Because of today was the first day you could do anything with signing free agent contracts or making trades official and everything, and I've been told the trade is official. There is cap space to go sign LeBron James. So, yes, it's official. There's room. They can do it.
All right, let's move forward with Kevin Love. Now, there is a lot of things talked about with Kevin Love. Sign and trade with Luol Deng, possibly a package including Andrew Wiggins. Give me you and Cleveland's thoughts on Kevin Love coming over.
Well, you and I appreciate you doing this. The other night, we did a podcast for my website, KennyRhoda.com, and you made a great point. I've talked to some people here, too, Dan, that if you can get a proven all-star player like Kevin Love, who's going to give you, let's say, 24-12 every night, right? Three-time all-star, that's what he gives you. He gives you that Wes Unseld outlet pass, you know, that chest pass 75 feet down the floor for LeBron or Kyrie flying down the floor and everything like that. If you can get him, I think you have to go do that. Now, the question is, what do you have to give up to get him? Are you willing to give up the number one overall pick in the draft in Andrew Wiggins, who I really like, and I was thrilled that they drafted him? I love his two-way ability to play offense and defense. Reminds me of a taller Sidney Moncrief from back in the day. So I'd love to keep him. But if that's the starting point, if Minnesota's going to hang up on you unless you start with Andrew Wiggins, You seriously, if you're the Cavaliers, you have to consider that, because you're getting still a young guy in Kevin Love, who's only 25, but is a proven all-star, and you'd be giving up what you hope is going to be an all-star, but you don't know that for sure. So if you're the Cavaliers and you have to give up Wiggins to get Kevin Love, I would probably do that, Dan, okay? I'd like to try and, you know, give them Deion Waiters and Tristan Thompson and Anthony Bennett and three draft picks or what, and keep Wiggins to team them up with, have Wiggins and LeBron on the wings. Are you kidding me? That would be ridiculous, along with Kevin Love. So I try and do whatever I can to not trade Wiggins, but if push comes to shove and I got to do it, I do it.
Anthony Bennett was the number one pick in the draft, arguably in the non-injury division, the biggest bust in his first year in the right. NBA. However, word on the street is Anthony Bennett now finished the year better, has himself in great shape. Is he somebody that would be of interest to Minnesota relative to Kevin Love?
Everything you just said, if I'm David Griffin, that's what I'm pitching to Minnesota.
Yeah.
You
right,
know,
right.
I'm telling them exactly what you just laid out. Hey, the kid had shoulder surgery before last season. He was out of shape. He never really recovered from that. Then he hurt his knee. But all that, he's 100% healthy. And, in fact, we made him go get his tonsils out this offseason. And because of that, his sleep apnea is not going to be as much of an issue. And he'll breathe better. And he'll be in better shape. And this is a guy that has all the potential in the world, and we'll give you a guy in Deion Waiters who, in the second half of the season when Kyrie Irving was out, look what he averaged, 19 points per game during that time. He's a go-to guy. He's a ball guard. Put the ball in his hands. He'll create for you and score for you. We'll give you those two guys. We'll throw in two of our three draft picks that are first-round picks next year, either ours, Memphis, or Miami's pick. You take any two of those three with those two players. That's the pitch I think David Griffin's going to try and make, but I have a feeling that Flip Saunders is going to come back and say, no, it starts with Andrew Wiggins.
I would imagine it would. I mean, because, yeah. You know, everybody has an ego, and
right.
Flip Saunders has an ego, right? I mean, it's just, you know, kind of the way it is, and he's got to make himself look like not David Kahn, I guess is what I would, I would say. All right, when you – let's just go the other way, because we're going to talk to Mark Silverman from Chicago. They're apparently going to lose out on Carmelo Anthony. Let's
right.
say LeBron doesn't come, all right?
Right.
What's next for Cleveland? Good young nucleus. Is Luol Deng in play again or no?
No.
No,
no.
Done.
No, the mileage on those tires, he's got bald tires right now. I don't want anything to do with Luol Deng after seeing. Is he good maybe for a year? Yes. But as you're building this team, moving forward, he's not going to be a piece of the puzzle to win you a championship. So for me, great guy. Respect the hell out of him as an individual, how hard he plays. That's why he's been so hurt, banged up and everything, Danny, right? And love him from that standpoint, but I don't want him on my team. The guy I wanted, and I'm ticked off because the longer this LeBron thing went on, it's hurt the Cavaliers' chances of getting this guy now, is Chandler Parsons.
Yeah.
That's the guy that I really loved. A young guy that can stroke it from distance, take it to the hole, finish with authority, and kudos to Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks. He's a restricted free agent. They went out, they made him an offer. And now they signed that offer today. Now the Rockets have 3 days to match that offer, or they lose him to the Dallas Mavericks. If LeBron would have told the Cavaliers yesterday, no, I'm not coming back to Cleveland, I think Cleveland would have went after a guy like Chandler Parsons or somebody else they had interest in Gordon Hayward. By LeBron dragging this out, and if he tells them no, it hurts the Cavaliers because two of the young small forwards they would have interest in will have signed offer sheets with somebody else, and they'll have missed out on those guys, and that means Plan C would probably be Trevor Ariza is who they would go after in Plan C, which doesn't excite me as much as Chandler Parsons did. And I'll be curious to see if Houston matches it. And here's where Houston's got their panties in a bunch, Danny, and that is they've got to sign Chris Bosh first in order to keep Chandler Parsons. If they sign Parsons before they sign Bosh because of the salary cap rules and restrictions, they won't have the money to sign Chris Bosh. So Houston's waiting on signing Bosh so they can then decide whether they want to match the offer sheet with Chandler Parsons. If they sign Parsons first, Bosh is out of the question.
And Bosh is kind of waiting on James.
Right.
All right. That
LeBron James controls the NBA.
Yeah, no question. No question.
From a marketing standpoint, from this free agent standpoint, he controls the – it's not Adam Silver. It's LeBron James. And everybody's waiting on what LeBron James does.
Cleveland question. Cleveland question.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody around the country knows what Dan Gilbert wrote relative to LeBron 4 years ago. Everybody knows what LeBron did to Dan Gilbert by not informing him. You know, everybody got to watch it on TV with Jim Gray. There are two sides to every story, and I get both sides. I do. I get that LeBron, hey, I'm under no obligation. I fulfilled my contract. I get that Dan Gilbert had to stand up for his team, his city, and all that. You're Dan Gilbert. You want LeBron. You're meeting with LeBron. What are you telling him relative to what you wrote?
I'm apologizing for the harsh words that I used in that letter, but I'm also letting him know and understand that the fans of the Cavaliers are my clients, okay? And I've got to keep my clients happy. So what I did in response to what you did was stand up for my clients. Now, it may have hurt you and I may have crossed the line, and I want to apologize for that, but you've got to realize where I was coming from. And I don't write that letter if you don't go on national TV and do the decision show. And it was interesting. I just heard an interview with Chris Sheridan. And mm-hmm. Chris Sheridan, by the way, Danny, is standing by his story that LeBron's coming to Cleveland 100%. He's the one guy yesterday who said it yesterday, and he's standing by that. And his theory on it, part of it is this, that the decision is part of LeBron's legacy that he knows was wrong and that he'd like to correct. And he wants to build that legacy with a positive feeling in Cleveland, and that's one of the major reasons he's coming back to Cleveland, is to correct a wrong. And I put this on my website, and I'm going to stand by this. I said back in January that LeBron was going to announce his decision on his website, and I still believe it's going to happen that way. And you're going to see something on that website, in my opinion, that will read, "Coming home, unfinished business." And it goes back to that decision show that Chris Sheridan was talking about. So we'll see when that happens. Sheridan expects it to happen before he leaves for the World Cup final in Brazil on Saturday. So that means what, today's Thursday, Friday, or Saturday? Next 3 days, we should know. And I think it's going to be on the website. And I think it's going to have something to do with coming home, unfinished business.
I totally agree. I mean, I totally agree with all that. And I've thought that the entire time. I agree with everything that you just said. Kenny Rota joins us on the Peterman Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Hotline. All right, what should LeBron say to Gilbert from a Cleveland Clevelander standpoint?
Yeah, Dan, yeah, I've already admitted that the way I went about the TV show was wrong, but I had every right to leave. And if you look back on the last 4 years, I made the right choice. I went to Miami and won two championships and made it to the finals in 4 years. You, as a businessman, you should understand, you know, it from that standpoint. But let's put all that stuff behind us and tolerate each other, and let's go win championships here in Cleveland. And let's go out and in a public press conference, you apologize, I apologize, we sign this contract, and get the fans whipped up into a frenzy and trying to win a first championship in 50 years in Cleveland.
Yeah, but don't have the damn 1, 2 rings, 3 rings, 4 rings. No, it's not. That ain't playing in Cleveland.
We'll take one championship. We don't need multiples, right? It's been since 1964 when Jim Brown led the Browns to an NFL championship. Not a Super Bowl championship, but an NFL.
Right.
Give us one championship with any of the teams in town and everybody will be happy.
Is LeBron a villain for doing what you said, hanging on here, costing a couple free agents, as Greg Doyle wrote?
Yeah.
Is he a villain if does he even further the spite for him should he choose not to come?
I don't think the anger will be as bad, the hatred will be as bad as it was 4 years ago, because a lot of people didn't even think the Cavs would have a chance, wouldn't even get to talk to LeBron or his agent ever again to come back because of the way it ended with him doing the decision in Gilbert's letter. The fact that they're one of two teams, it's a two-horse race. And down the stretch they come, mm-hmm. Dan Dockage, and it's Miami and it's Cleveland. So the fact that Cleveland's in the running is a tribute to, I think, David Griffin, the new general manager of the Cavaliers, and Dan Gilbert willing to swallow some pride and apologize to LeBron or his people or both. And so I don't think it'll be as bad. And this is something to keep in mind. And one of the other things that I put on my website, if he signs with Miami, Dan, it's going to be for 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Okay. Because if you're going back with Bosh and Wade, like I said, the mileage on Wade's tires, it's we're looking at 150,000 miles, and that's not good to be driving around with tires like that. So it'll be a 1 year player option out contract, or at most a 2 year with a player option out contract for that third year. And then guess what? in 1 or 2 years, we could be going through this all over again with LeBron James. So you don't want to nuke the bridge again in case you would have any interest of going down this road a third time.
No question. No question, because basically everything is available to LeBron James, whether it is 1 year, 2 year, long-term, max deal. It's all out there for him. Last question, I'll let you go, Kenny.
Yeah.
You mentioned wings are gone. He's not necessarily a wing, but, you know, sometimes it gets to be 2 o'clock in the morning. You're at the bar. The lights come on. You're just looking for somebody to hang out with. Is Lance Stephenson in play at all?
I haven't heard his name at all mentioned with the Cavaliers at any time at the end of the season during this free agent moratorium and everything like that. I haven't heard his name. I've heard it with the Lakers, but I haven't heard it with the Cavaliers. So never say never, right? Because like you said, at 2 o'clock, you're looking around and you're seeing, who's left and you don't want to be alone. So you might be willing to take a chance on somebody like that, but his name has not come up to this point is the way I'll leave it.
You're the best, my friend. Thank you, Kenny Rhoda.
Anytime, Danny. You know that. Appreciate it.
All right. That's the road, man. Kenny Rhoda, one of my all-time favorites on the Peterman Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Hotline. There is not a soul alive. He and Bill Livingston are the two guys that understand Cleveland sports better than anybody. We'll react to all of that, but I'm telling you, my man Lance Stephenson, he gonna get paid, yo.